Welcome back. Last time, we met Epictetus, a boy born into slavery who discovered an inner freedom no one could take away. Today, we are going to learn the idea he is most famous for, the circle of control. Picture a circle. Inside the circle, write everything that is up to you. Your effort, your attitude, your kindness, your honesty, your attention, your choices. Outside the circle, write everything that is not up to you. Other people's opinions, the weather, the past, the future, outcomes, other people's moods, the grade someone else gets. Let me tell you about a student named Marcus. Then one evening, his older sister asked what was wrong. Marcus told her the whole story. That is the circle of control in action. It does not mean you stop caring about outcomes. It means you stop making your peace depend on them. Here are three practices for this week. The circle of control is not magic. It will not make your problems disappear, but it will give you back the energy you have been spending on things you cannot change.